This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Matt, we've seen cheese prices keep climbing and even butter coming up last week. You have a look at the latest commercial disappearance numbers. I would assume they're pretty positive.
Remember, commercial disappearance numbers are always a little bit backwards looking. Here we are in October, and we're looking at data from August, and they're the exact opposite of strong. When we went back to August, for example, total domestic commercial disappearance, or that, you know, kind of total domestic usage of butter was down something like 9.5%, which followed a 3.6% decline the previous month. And cheese is the same type of thing, where you had American-type cheese production dip negative with domestic disappearance down 3.3%. So if you looked at the current price movements, you'd be saying demand must be flying off the charts. And I think it is. So when you talk about record prices, the biggest demand driver isn't necessarily at the moment retail consumers. It's been this government buy.
Matt Gould, editor and market analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Tuesday.
Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource.
Economic outlook now is darkening for the world again. I mean, you look at Europe, COVID infections are dramatically increasing. The Italians today had a new record high of infection rates, not deaths, but infections over 8,800. We saw that the British government put curfews in place for London. The French are doing the same for Paris. And I think all of this is going to keep spreading. And as we know that as COVID shuts down economies, not only totally this time, but partially, it will have a negative impact on economic outlook. And it is going to add stress. And all of you should be coming back to me and saying, well, what number should I be looking at in terms of where do we get that stress regionally in the United States? But if the U.S. really gets to a position where we have 70,000 new cases or infections per day, as I model that out over a period of a week or 10 days, that would start to add stress then to the healthcare facilities and may have to cause some changes in lifestyles, if you will. We'll leave that up to government officials on what that may mean.
Wednesday.
The dairy industry is seeing a lot of options when it comes to ventilation.
It's kind of got confusing the last 10 years or so. We used to build naturally ventilated barns. We've still got a lot of those for adult cows and young stock, with an open ridge, open side walls, with a sloped roof. But now we have, and this is about as simple as it gets, there's about 7 different ventilation options for producers to consider when they're either retrofitting or building a new facility. You can still put a naturally ventilated barn up with fans over the stalls. You can go with a hybrid. One would be a positive pressure hybrid with fans pushing air into the barn, or a tunnel hybrid with a chimney or cupola fan system. We can build a tunnel ventilation, generally operates year-round, moving air along the length of the barn. Or we can build a cross-ventilated barn in one of 3 main ways. So those are the 7 options. I don't really care what option you choose, to be honest, as long as you influence the environment that the cow lives in.
Thursday.
CDR has been putting a lot of work into the Dairy Business Initiative that was created back in the 2018 Farm Bill.
That program is underway. It has 2 components. One of them is webinars, especially helping people if they're getting into and thinking about, look, I'd like to maybe start bottling milk on the farm, or I'd like to make cheese on my farm, or establish a business of some description on the farm. What do I need to know? How would I go about it? What resources are available? There's a lot of questions. So if you are interested and want more information about this Dairy Business Innovation Initiative, it's on the CDR website.
That's Dr. John Lucy, Director of the Center for Dairy Research, Professor of Food Sciences at UW-Madison.
Friday.
Today's feed forum is going to be looking at lowering methane losses on dairy farms. Methane is in the news because of greenhouse gases. And of course, there's a certain group in the country points fingers at livestock and specifically dairy cows because they belch up fair amounts of methane when ruminating and consuming feed. So what are the strategies? One thing is to add more digestible fiber. It will generate less heat and produce less time in the rumen. So that's a great place for high-quality forages and byproduct feeds such as soy hulls, citrus pulp, and almond hulls. Number 2, you can feed more grain. But then again, grains are going to be expensive and they can only go to a certain level. Then there are a number of additives that are on the marketplace that we consider as well to have some impact on methane. So our take-home messages is, number 1, it's a win-win. It's a win in the sense that farmers will have more energy available for the cows. Second of all, consumers will be happier because they will have less greenhouse gases being produced.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.